Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
So, my name is Kayla Lloyd, and on Sunday I won Best Female Fighter Award of 2026, and also first place for my female preteen tanding.
In Silat Championship, yeah?
Yes.
So, Kayla, how did it feel to win at Pencak Silat Championship?
Yeah, it felt really good.
So, what do you enjoy most about Pencak Silat?
Every Saturday, going to Silat and seeing my friends.
And how about the element of sports itself? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
So, do your friends at school know about Pencak Silat?
Yes, most of them do, but some of them also don't.
So, what do they think that you're winning this championship?
They think it's, like, really cool.
How about in the future? Would you still keep practicing Pencak Silat? And if so, why would you still practicing?
I would keep practicing so I can get better, so then I can get stronger.
So do you know the Pencak Silat comes from Indonesia?
Yeah, because my uncle is also one of my coaches and he's from Indonesia and he told me.
So what makes you practicing Pencak Silat at the first place?
So one day I woke up and then my dad said that we were going somewhere. So I went with him in the car and then we drove to our training area and then we started doing Silat.
So now you love Pencak Silat. What's your biggest dream with Pencak Silat?
To become a great fighter.
Itu tadi pendengar percakapan saya dengan Kayla Lloyd, salah satu pemenang di Victorian Pencak Silat Championship 2026 yang diselenggarakan di Collingwood Town Hall di Melbourne pada Minggu 21 Juni 2026. Kejuaraan tahunan ini dikoordinasikan oleh Australian Pencak Silat Federation Victoria dan diikuti oleh 64 atlet dari 11 perguruan dengan total 9 kategori seni dan 43 pertandingan. Kayla sendiri adalah salah satu peserta yang masih berusia 12 tahun dari perguruan bakti negara. Di pertandingan ini, Kayla memenangkan kategori tanding di kelas preteen perempuan dan kategori seni di kelas A. Kayla mengatakan ia sangat bangga telah memenangkan pertandingan tersebut dan ingin terus berlatih pencak silat. Saya juga sempat berbincang dengan Simon Lloyd, ayah dari Kayla. Simon mengatakan bahwa ia, istrinya yang juga ibu dari Kayla, serta kakek nenek Kayla hadir langsung menyaksikan pertandingan itu. Semua bangga melihat Kayla tampil percaya diri di sana. Uniknya, Kayla bukan berasal dari diaspora Indonesia. Simon mengatakan istrinya, ibu Kayla, lahir di Vietnam sehingga Kayla sendiri merupakan campuran Vietnam dan Australia. Sementara, ketertarikan keluarga pada pencak silat bermula dari kakak perempuan Simon yang menikah dengan seorang guru pencak silat yang berasal dari Bali, yaitu Bapak Made Muzir.
Yeah, well, my name's Simon Lloyd, father of Kayla. Yeah, Kayla, basically, her mother and my wife was born in Vietnam, so Kayla's half Vietnamese, half Australian. My sister married a Indonesian, and that's how Kayla's got into the Pencak Silat. Kayla's 12 years old. She won the Victorian Championships. She was the winner of the tending preteen division. And she also won on the day the best female athlete of 2026. So, yeah, very proud. Yep, my wife and nan and granddad and everyone was there. So, yeah, it was a great day.
Kayla pertama kali mengenal pencak silat sekitar 4 tahun lalu. Simon mengatakan, awalnya ia berlatih seni terlebih dahulu sebelum akhirnya beralih fokus ke kategori tanding. Simon juga mengatakan, keputusan memilih pencak silat dan bukan cabang bela diri lain seperti taekwondo atau karate adalah atas keinginan Kayla dan saran dari Pak Made. Menurutnya, pencak silat akan menjadi kesempatan yang baik untuk membantu Kayla keluar dari zona nyamannya dan membangun rasa percaya diri. Bagi Simon, pencak silat juga menawarkan perpaduan yang pas, tidak hanya soal bela diri, tapi juga ada sisi seni sekaligus tanding di dalamnya, dan itulah yang menurutnya paling cocok untuk Kayla. Meski begitu, Simon mengatakan yang paling penting sebenarnya bukan soal prestasi, melainkan karena Kayla memang benar-benar menikmatinya.
Kayla started just over 4 years ago. She initially started the art side of Silat, Senai, and she's progressed into the tending fighting section of it. Yeah, well, I think with my sister's husband, Mate, he basically said it'd be a great opportunity for Kayla to bring her out of her shell and instill some self-confidence in herself. So it's a good mix of not only sort of self-defense, but there's some art side of it and also the fighting, so which she found it was going to be a good suit for her. She's always really enjoyed it, so we've always encouraged her to just go out there and enjoy it and do her best, so that's all we can hope for. She loves it, so I think that's why she gets the best out of herself. She does enjoy it, and the people that teach her as well.
Simon mengatakan, sejak berlatih pencak silat, ia melihat perubahan yang signifikan pada diri Kayla baik secara fisik maupun mental. Secara fisik, Kayla menjadi lebih kuat, sementara secara mental, Kayla kini lebih percaya diri dan lebih bahagia. Pencak silat menurut Simon juga mengajarkan Kayla arti disiplin, sesuatu yang menurutnya turut membentuk karakternya hingga sekarang.
Yeah, for sure. Both physically, she's got a lot stronger, and mentally also. It's definitely brought her out of her shell, and she's a lot happier, and again, just mentally stronger. I know most martial arts it provides a wide variety of attributes, physical development, discipline and focus, instills self-confidence, and it also builds character as well. So I think that's what most martial arts do instill in people these days. So it's great, and especially for the younger kids.
Kayla sendiri tergabung dengan perguruan bakti negara, dan menurut Simon, semua anggota, baik sesama murid maupun para pelatih, sudah seperti keluarga sendiri. Mereka akrab satu sama lain, dan menurut Simon, hal itulah yang membuatnya senang melihat perjalanan Kayla di pencak silat selama ini.
Bakti negara. They've all come together as a family here, so they all get along really well, not only with the instructors, but with each other. It's just great to see.
Simon mengatakan, sebelum Kayla mulai berlatih, ia sendiri sebenarnya tidak tahu bahwa pencak silat berasal dari Indonesia dan telah diakui UNESCO sebagai warisan budaya tak benda. Namun, seiring waktu, ia menyadari ada banyak sejarah di balik seni bela diri ini, dan menurutnya, itu juga menjadi salah satu hal yang membuat Kayla menikmatinya.
A lot of history in this form of martial arts, and I think she enjoys that side of it too. Definitely. You can see it creates a bit of a cultural connection with the Indonesian community as well.
Soal rencana ke depan, Simon mengatakan kemungkinan besar Kayla akan melanjutkan ke kejuaraan nasional tahun depan meski lokasinya masih belum dipastikan. Sementara soal kejuaraan internasional, Simon mengatakan itu masih harus dilihat lagi perkembangannya ke depan.
Possibly. I believe next year there's the national championships, which I haven't been decided whereabouts, but possibly Melbourne or Perth next year. So there's a very high possibility she'll compete in the national championships. And whether she goes on to worldwide championships, we'll have to see how she goes from there.
Demikian tadi pendengar, wawancara saya Anu Parisiana dengan Kayla dan Simon Lloyd, salah satu pemenang di Victorian Pencaksilat Championship 2026.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.